Continuing our spring sports spotlights here on KNIA, talking with Olivia Bauer from Indianola High School. Olivia, we had talked in the volleyball season, so talk a little bit about your preparation there a little bit. I guess talk over the winter and what you kind of did to get ready.
During the winter, I did a lot of lifting with Coach West after school, and I watched a lot of videos just to help me be at a good starting point when the season started. I kind of want to be ahead of the game a little bit and mentally prepared, so that way I was on track.
Well, yeah, going all the way back even to last track season, you got to compete at the state meet. So what were your experiences like there, knowing that you still had another season, I guess, before everything got canceled?
Last year I had pretty big ambitions. I wanted to place at state and possibly win it, depending on how my day went. But getting fifth last year, it was nice to know that I had the next year to go out and try to win it again. So it's really disappointing that that got taken away.
Well, yeah, and I know you just kind of talked about it, but your goals coming into this season was even better than last year. I mean, a fifth place finish, I mean, you wanted to rise up from that, correct?
Yeah, definitely.
So talk about your kind of interactions with Coach. I know because she had high expectations for the team. So what was kind of that interaction like a little bit?
Well, I think she had high expectations for us throwers because most of us were seniors. And if even if they weren't seniors, they were talented. So I think she expected a lot from us throwers, and that helped hold us accountable for how well we expected to do during the season.
Well, and it was a deep senior-heavy throwers class, I guess we'll call it. I know you and Cassie Baker was in there as well. So did that kind of make things easier to help practice, knowing that you had some of those senior classmates there with you?
Definitely. In practice, when you see your throws go kind of far, it helps to push you when you see someone else throw just as far versus maybe throwing with some freshmen who don't throw as far. It keeps the competition alive a little bit in practice every day.
Well, perfect. I know, again, you already kind of talked about it, but the disappointment of not being able to compete this season, how have you kind of been dealing with that?
I've just been looking forward ahead to next season in college. I'll be going to Iowa and I'll be throwing there. So just kind of keeping my spirits high and keeping myself mentally and physically ready for next year.
All right. Well, and I know something Coach Arndt talked a lot about was the team atmosphere and how she still tried to stay in contact, keep the kind of spirits high like you were talking about. What have your interactions been like with your teammates so far?
We've definitely kept in contact. It was disappointing for all of us. Something I really loved about our program and our team is even though we're split up into different events and we're just differently built athletically, I feel the support from every other event, the distance girls, the other field girls, the sprints, mid-distance. There was always someone there watching. So that was so nice, and being a part of that type of team is what really encourages you also.
Well, absolutely. That sounds great. And I know you already mentioned you're going to Iowa to throw, and any ideas what you're planning on studying there?
Currently, it is journalism and mass communications. That could easily change, as many freshmen change their major a lot. But, yeah, that's what I'm set for right now.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And obviously, best of luck at Iowa.
Thank you very much.